Warning. The following program may contain crude or offensive material. If you are easily offended, please change the station now. This program's views and opinions may not be the views and opinions of this station.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of The Strange Side with Mike and Nate on the Z-Talk Radio Network. I am Mike.
I'm Nate.
And let's get right into this tonight. Our guest is, he is the promoter and I guess you could say founder.
Yeah.
Of the Milwaukee, the inaugural, first annual Milwaukee Paranormal Conference. I don't want to butcher your last name, but Nate, why don't you introduce him?
T. Krulos.
Krulos? Okay. Yeah, just wanted to make sure. T. Krulos, thank you for coming on tonight.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
No problem.
Looking forward to having you at the Milwaukee Paracon yourself.
I'm looking forward to being there. I don't know about Nate, but he gets really nervous before his shows.
I wouldn't say it's a show, but
I'm still bringing a fog machine.
I don't
some
know.
Lights.
I've talked and yammered and nonstop in front of so many people at this point. I wouldn't say that I get nervous anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's gonna be fun though.
Especially it helps that only about between 5 to 12 people show up for my talks generally, so that helps. But that's not going to be the case at the Paracon. Maybe at my talk that'll be the case, but the con looks like it's going to be huge. How many people have RSVP'd for this thing so far, unofficially, T?
Well, I can say that at minimum, I think we're going to be looking at like 600 people, but I think that it's going to be more likely to be more in the 1,000 range for sure.
Yeah, I mean, just from what I mean, I know you can't really judge these things by Facebook because everybody clicks, oh, yeah, I'm attending just so it's on their calendar. But every time I go to that thing, it seems like there's been like an additional 200 or 300 likes on that event or RSVPs, I should say. And you sold out a number of the, I mean, it's free to attend, but you have free tickets, and how many of the free tickets have been given away so far?
Oh, well, I think that we're at least at 500 for the ticket. The tickets, we had some free tickets, and then we had 50, donate $3 and you get a free sticker, and those all went. So, they're all going, which is great, I'm glad.
Now, I know what the inspiration was because obviously I've been invited to this thing, so I've done my research. But for those who are just hearing about the event, what inspired you to organize this event in Milwaukee?
Yeah, well, I have a new book that just came out. The official release date is actually June 1st. It's called Monster Hunters. And when I was wrapping that book up, I wanted to do an event, but I want to do something. I put a lot of work into the book, so I want to do kind of a big event. And so I was like, wouldn't it be fun to do like a one-day paranormal conference because we don't have such a thing here in Milwaukee. I mean, I know that there's a ghost con in Chicago, and they have them in other cities all over the country, but there has not actually been a paranormal conference in Milwaukee for 10 years. So I was like, well, I could put something together. I can get some local people who appear in my book and some other local people interested in the topic. But from there, it really kind of took on a life of its own. And it became a pretty big event. I got a very enthusiastic response from pretty much everyone that I talked to. And so now I think that this first year is going to be a nice one-day event, and it's going to kind of lay the groundwork for a growing annual event.
Yeah, I mean, in Southeast Wisconsin, it seems like there's a lot of demand for paranormal stuff. I mean, like I think it's oversaturated on television, and and the national audience is kind of getting worn out. But here, I mean, just look at all the paranormal tours that exist in Southeast Wisconsin. The one I do here in West Bend is doing well. There's Mike's is taking over the Cedarburg area. There's several down there in Milwaukee, and which I understand people will be able to sign up for. Is that right? Is there something? Are they selling tours there at the con?
Yeah. Yes. So after the con ends at 7 o'clock, people have a few different options. Allison Jornlin runs tours here for Milwaukee Ghost Tours.
Oh yeah, she's great. We've had her on the show. She knows more about Milwaukee than anyone, I think.
Oh yeah, she's pretty much the Milwaukee expert. So she's doing two really cool tours: a Wisconsin Avenue bus tour, and then she's also doing a walking tour of the Third Ward. Third Ward's kind of an old section of downtown here in Milwaukee. And then we're having an after party at Shaker Cigar Bar, which is kind of a notorious, supposed to be haunted, really old bar, really beautiful bar, too. Mm-hmm. And they have their own sort of in-house tour company. So they're going to be offering tours all evening, not only of Shakers itself, but they have some tours like the Milwaukee Dead is kind of a tour that leads you around.
Dead.
Milwaukee Dead is kind of a tour of like some famous suicides that have happened in Milwaukee. And they have a few tours.
Are they the ones who are also? I think they used to do a tour called the Whoring Twenties. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
I always wanted to take that one. It's a tour of all the old the brothels in Milwaukee.
Well, I think Shakers used to be one, wasn't it? At one time.
I don't know. Maybe. I think every bar has been a brothel at one point or another.
Yeah, gas stations were probably brothels back in the '20s.
Right. Yeah.
Do you know if there's any available spots left for the bus tour?
Yeah, I think all of the tours have some spots available still.
Okay.
So if you go to MilwaukeeParacon.com and you find the after con entry, there's links to where you can get tickets for all of those tours. And Paranormal Investigators of Milwaukee are also doing a tag-along investigation that evening. So all of those are listed, and there's links to where you can go to get tickets for all of that.
Now, it's being held at the Irish Cultural Center, correct?
Yes.
And is that a place that's been known to have hauntings or not?
I would imagine that it is, because it's a very old building. It's actually the Irish Cultural and Heritage Center is housed in what used to be the Grand Avenue Congregation Church, which is this beautiful old church that was built in the 1840s or 50s. I can't remember.
Okay.
So when you walk in, you kind of get a sense that this looks like a place that could be haunted, just because of the history. I haven't heard many anecdotes about hauntings there, but could be.
What's the lineup? It's a pretty good lineup from what I'm seeing on the page. You want to go on and tell people a little bit about the lineup for the Paracon?
Yeah, it's great. I'm really happy with the lineup. I wanted to get a good mix of people talking about ghosts and UFOs and cryptozoology and a couple of other, related subjects. So I think I got a really good mix of people, and almost all the people are from Wisconsin. I have a couple of guests. Jim Sherman's coming from Michigan, and Ursula Gielski is coming up from Chicago. But everyone else is from Wisconsin. And, there's about three speakers in each subject, about 12 or 14 speakers and panels throughout the day.
Ursula's a sweetheart. I don't know if you've met her. But she's a sweetheart, and
she's
been on
the
show as
too.
Well.
Yep. I think we've had a good chunk of the Paracon panel on the show. Only a couple we've missed so far.
Yeah. she's great. And, you know, we've kind of got a little bit of an exchange where she's coming up here to Milwaukee Paracon, and I'm going to be down there for the Chicago Ghost Con. But I'm glad that she's coming up for it. She's going to be on. I myself, you know, at first I was just going to give a talk where I kind of blab on about my book, but then I decided that I'd rather do what I like doing best, which is talking to interesting people. So I'm hosting a panel called the Best Evidence Ever panel. And what's going to happen is Ursula is going to talk to me about what she feels are the most compelling ghost stories out there. And Jim Sherman's from the Bigfoot Field Researchers Organization, and he's going to talk about Bigfoot a little bit. And then our speaker, Nick Bosler, is going to be talking about UFOs a little bit. So
something for everyone.
Right.
Interesting. I'm looking at the website. It's www.MilwaukeeParacon.com, and it's real informative. It's telling you everything that's going on, who's going on, who's going to be there, what time they're going to be doing their presentations, and then you got, like you said, the AfterCon stuff is on here, and there's links to everything if people want to sign up and be on it. Yeah, I mean it's a very well. You're selling shirts, I see, which I need to get one, and.
Yeah, these shirts are just amazing. I wish this was a video blog so we could show them off, but this Paracon, it's this terrifying looking like gargoyle dragon creature.
Satyr?
No, definitely not a satyr. But I don't know what it is, but I want a t-shirt, so I'm going to be getting one of those as soon as they become available.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the way the t-shirts look out. They look so cool. It was designed by a local artist here. It was screen printed by a local company. So, and it's a chupacabra is what that creature is.
Oh, is it? Okay.
On the shirt.
Yeah, I'm so used to people depicting the chupacabra as like a dog with mange now. I forget about the terrifying alien version that started the whole thing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The tees, are they available now, or are they just at the conference?
You know, I was going to try to set up an online store, but with, like, everything else I have to do to prepare the con, I don't think it's going to happen. I think that we're just going to be selling them right there at the con.
Okay. So. Not a problem. Just trying to check out the rest of your site. It's a really nice site, really well done. If anybody wants to check it out, once again, it's Milwaukee Paracon, one word, .com. Join us in the chat room, folks. Go to www.ztalkradio.com. Click on the listen and chat up at the top of the page. And if you have any questions for T or our guests later on, Ghosthead Soup, we'll read them on the air. So, now if this works out, it's from 12 to 7, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're also serving food and beverage, which includes, there's going to be alcohol. Which is kind of interesting because there's not many Paracons that, unless I just don't go to enough of them, that they don't serve them as alcohol, as far as I know. They don't want people getting too loopy, but we'll see.
I'm kind of nervous. Yeah. I think I'm in the pub room. It could get rowdy.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be throwing bottles at you, a little chicken wire in between you and the crowd.
I've done some shows where there's booze.
Some shows. Before you said there were no shows. Weren't shows. I'm telling you, dude.
They were show. Well, conference. Well, this was not. It was more of a show, not a conference. It was Horrorama.
Let me bring my fog machine and some spotlighting. Bring my, keyboard sitting over there. We'll get some nice intro music, creepy intro music for you. Have you come out of nowhere?
I'm gonna change the subject. Now there are no burlesque dancers at this show, are there, T? Because I've done shows where there were burlesque girls performing at the same time as me, and I literally had two people in the audience.
No. Not this year, no.
Okay. Milwaukee has a lot of those, surprisingly.
Right. No, it's interesting that you bring that up, though, because, a lot of what I'm doing is it's informed by other paranormal conferences, but at the same time, I'm kind of bringing in my own style and I guess I would say culture that I'm familiar with, which is kind of like, indie rock type thing. So, we we made an effort to do some kind of cool looking artwork. And the Irish Center is going to have bars open, so alcohol will be served. And it's a little more like kind of DIY style than a lot of paranormal conferences I've been to, which I really like. I think it's turning out really well. And next year, maybe we'll have a burlesque act, too.
Just make sure that none of us poor paranormal, quote-unquote, experts are competing with the pasties and the girls with the pythons. And
save that for the after show.
I swear to God, I don't know her name. She's a famous burlesque dancer from Chicago. She was in the bar dancing at Horrorama like 2 years ago when I was there. I was in like the little projector room. I had two people in there with me, and when I got on talking, I walked into the bar and there was about 300 people, and she was dancing around with an 8 foot long python. Like, geez, no wonder I didn't have anybody in here.
Get yourself a python for the
show. I should
have
just walked out on my own reading and just went to the bar.
There you go. Take a break. Come back.
I'll be right back, guys. Intermission.
So 12 to 7, and it's free of charge. People don't. Are you encouraging donations at all for people that come to the conference? Is there going to be like a little donation jar or something like that, or?
Yeah, we've given people the option to give donations online, but we're also going to be set up with a donation jar at the front door. And I want to ensure everyone that those donations they're not going to my pocket. You know, they're going towards things like printing our programs. Like I said, we have some guests coming from out of town, so I want to be able to give them some travel expenses. You know, and there's just a lot of little costs that add up pretty quickly.
Oh yeah,
donations are appreciated, and I can assure you they're going right back into the con.
And for goodness sakes, pick up a copy of Monster Hunters by Chuck Krulos while you're at the con, because he's the founder of the feast. He's putting all this great great con together, and I'm interested because I had an idea for a similar book to what it sounds like your book is going to be about, but it was far too ambitious for me at the time at the level I was at as a writer. So I'm glad that you've put together a book like this. Nobody ever writes about the people who research and go out looking for these things. I can't wait to get a copy of it and take a look at it myself.
Me as well.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, People's Books Cooperative is a bookstore here in Milwaukee, and they're going to be on the vending floor selling my book. And in addition to that, they have a bunch of other titles that people attending are going to be interested in. So they have books there about Bigfoot and UFOs and everything. So their whole table is going to be set up with interesting books. And besides them, there's also going to be a number of other vendors that are also selling books, selling other merchandise and stuff.
And one of the official media sponsors, if I'm not mistaken, is cultofweird.com, right?
Yeah.
I was talking with Charlie, the guy in charge of Cult of Weird. He actually attended one of my ghost walks recently. And it sounds like he's got this handy-dandy, absolutely free guide to the weird back roads of Wisconsin he's going to be giving out, this little 8-page full-color pamphlet.
Oh.
Sounds cool. Pretty exciting. I can't wait to get one of those.
Yeah, that's cool.
It sounds like there's going to be all kinds of free swag.
Been, all of our sponsors, I should say, have been really great, you know, in supporting the Paracon, and that's one of the reasons why it's getting so much popular attention as it has, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you've got 91.7 WMSC, you got onmilwaukee.com, you got a whole ton of people on board for this thing, which is great. I mean, what started out kind of to you is probably just a little side thing to see how it went, and now you're looking at least 500 people there, and some pretty good names in the paranormal, you know, regional names in the paranormal are going to be there. I'm looking forward to it. It should be a great time.
Yeah, when I first started, I was like, hey, this might only be me and like a dozen of my friends or something sitting there in the Irish Cultural Center, but it's turned into something much bigger, and that's great, you know. And I think next year it's going to be even bigger than it is this year.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to be at one of these cons, because I've done a lot of talks at author events and at libraries, and I'm always like the weird guy who has the weird books. I'm always sandwiched in between like the lady with the children's Christmas book and like the inspirational stop using drugs Christian thing book over by me, and then I got the weird book about, you know, a goat man. And people kind of stare. So it'll be nice to fit in at an event for once. So
these conferences, they're not easy to do. I remember a couple of years ago, Tim Miley from Fox City's Paranormal did one up in Appleton.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he's a great guy, and he did his darndest to get that thing to work, but it was just... It was, you know, I'm not going to say it was a failure by any means, but it's just it's a whole lot of work to put into something like that.
I can only imagine. I mean, just working out, just dealing with the people who are doing panels, or speaking, and then you add in all the various other logistics and the million other things that come up you don't think about when you get started. I'm sure it's a nightmare. But I was just going to say, but at least with this nightmare, it looks like you're going to have a great attendance, though, so it'll be worth it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it really is. It's a million details, you know. It's just so much stuff to keep track of, and it's kind of a struggle just to keep up with correspondence and making lists and trying to make sure that you have every angle covered. So it's a challenge, but, I mean, it's good for me because I like a good challenge, so, and I don't have tons of organization stuff, but I've done some events in the past, so I've got a little bit of experience that I can work with. But yeah, it's a challenge, but it's a challenge that I love. So hopefully, you know, I make it through this year okay, and then next year I'm going to try to get some people to help me out.
So before we wrap things up real quickly, so it's the Milwaukee Paranormal Conference. It's June 6th, 12 to 7 p.m., Irish Cultural and Heritage Center. And that's on Wisconsin Avenue. Yeesh, I want to say like, is it like 23rd in Wisconsin Avenue?
Yeah, I think it's either 20th or 21st. It's very close to the Marquette campus there, if people are familiar with that.
Okay.
Not too far from the heart of downtown.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty much.
Heart of downtown is probably like 1st through 11th Street, and then it's just a little further down the street by the Marquette campus.
Yeah, I think it's really, really, if not like on the same block as the Pabst Mansion, which has its own little hauntings and things going on there.
Yeah, it's a little further down the street from the Pabst. It's very close to the Rave. It's close to Brumder Mansion.
Maybe the ghost of Buddy Holly will pop in from the Rave.
Or Aunt Pussy from the Brumder Mansion.
Yeah, maybe Aunt Pussy from the Brumder will stop in. It's local to a lot of famous local hauntings. Maybe we'll have some unseen guests taking advantage of the free cover charge.
Okay.
Is there anything else you wanted to add to this, T, before we let you go? Any where else we can get a hold of your books? Any other websites you got?
Sure. I'll say just a couple things. The conference is definitely for people who are involved in the paranormal field. You know, if that's something that you're heavily involved in, then this is the place for you to be. But, you know, it's also for people, if you have a more casual interest, like you enjoy X-Files or watching Ghost Hunters or finding Bigfoot, then, you know, this is also an interesting day for you, for sure. It is free admission. If you want to help us out, just go and have a good time and, support the vendors on the vending floor, you know, buy a book or a beer or a sticker, anything. As far as my book, Monster Hunters, that's out now. It's available pretty much anywhere books are sold. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it at Barnes & Noble. So just Google it, Monster Hunters by T. Krulos.
And you have another book too, right? Or is it just the one book?
No, this is my second book. My first book, Heroes in the Night, Inside the Real-Life Superhero Movement, is another interesting story about kind of a weird subculture. of people who dress up like superheroes. That came out in 2013, and it's still available pretty much everywhere.
And I was just noticing that Heroes in the Night is a free read if you are a subscriber to Kindle Unlimited. So that I didn't know that, so I'm going to have to... I've been waiting to get a hold of that book as well. I have a powerful interest in all things nerdy, so I'm gonna have to take advantage of that.
Yeah, that book pretty much, I kind of traveled around the country and joined these real-life superhero people as they, like, they did some charity events and stuff like that, but some of them also, like, went out on the street and patrolled for crime. And I went out on a few of those patrols, and it was interesting, and at times kind of intense.
I was going to say, nobody got hurt?
Well, you know, I actually, there was an incident where I got punched in the face. But,
oh, jeez.
You know, hey, that's the way it goes when you're on patrol, I guess.
So was that, was it meant for the superhero, and he kind of ducked and you got the pop pal boff bang, or what happened?
Well, what happened was the superhero, he calls himself Phoenix Jones. He's
okay.
From Seattle. He saw a group of people fighting, and he kind of ran into the middle of the fight and pepper sprayed these guys, and they got very confused and very angry.
Hmm.
And were not happy that they had been pepper sprayed.
You know, so, I can't believe this is going on, that there are real life superheroes and that nobody's talked about it much. I mean, I first heard about it when I learned about your book. Then I noticed there was some documentary on Netflix that I watched. I don't remember the name of.
Yeah.
But I thought when stuff like this started to happen, there would be more of a buzz about it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a story that pops up here and there, but, you know, it's kind of a news of the day sometimes. But
yeah, I mean, I know it's absolutely silly, but just the very fact that it's happening is, you know, you think at least in the comic book community people would be buzzing about it, but you don't hear about it even at the shops.
Well, T, thank you very, very much for coming on. I know it was pretty short, only a half hour tonight. We'd love to have you back on for the to talk more about Monster Hunters.
We're gonna be
at the conference, but we're wishing the best of luck for you with that, if I could talk straight. Hopefully we'll get you back on here in a little while to talk about your book.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problem,
thanks
T.
For
thanks
coming
for
on.
Coming on.
What's that?
Oh, I hung up on him.
I think we
What's
talked
that?
Over
Kabook?
Each other and confused him, and then
sorry, T. Yeah. I was saying something. What
yeah,
did I
well,
say?
Well, we both said thanks for coming on, but we talked over each other, and then he didn't hear what it was. So
if you're listening,
awkward
T, I'm sorry.
Endings to interviews.
Yes,
that's a.
So I'll reach my hand out to say, "Hey, T, Mike from the Strange Side," and bam, right in the head. That's for hanging up on me, you bastard.
He's gonna club you like the Phoenix.
Club me like a hurricane. Club me like a hurricane. I'm sorry. That's terrible. I shouldn't say that.
Who's coming up next, Mike, to get us off
we've
this
got,
terrible, this
we've
terrible
got King Diamond. No, we don't have King Diamond. We have Ghost Head Soup, the crazy, wacky, paranormal, gosh, I don't know, satire.
I still don't understand these guys, because we've had them on the show once, but I was vacationing out in Baraboo and I missed it. So this is going to be my first. I was here when we had Laura on, but I wasn't here when the other guys came on.
Who did that show? Just me?
Yeah, it was just you.
Oh. All right.
At least I assume you
Getting
did
old,
it. You told
folks.
Me you did it.
All right, we're going to have... What?
I was just going to say, I know I wasn't here because I was actually on Ken Gerhard's show out there after I almost got killed climbing the Devil's Doorway out of Devil's Lake.
Nice. All right. Well, when we come back, we're going to have Ghost Head Soup on, folks. Stick around. You are listening to The Strange Side with Mike and Nate on the Z-Talk Radio Network. We'll be back in a minute.
Let the wild rumble start!
You could be the world's fastest runner. Life's greatest explorer.
Wow.
Or be the king of your very own world.
I want you to be king forever.
All you have to do is go where the wild things are. Run, jump, laugh, and most of all, howl.
See? This guy gets it.
For fun playtime ideas, go to smallstep.gov and let your wild rumpus start. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
On the go and missing another one of your favorite Z-Talk shows? Now you don't have to. Simply go to the Google Play Store on your Android phone and download the Z-Talk Radio app. The best part is, it's absolutely free. That's Z-Talk Radio, only found in your Google Play Store on your Android phone. Download it today.
Are you troubled by strange noises in the middle of the night? Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic? Have you or any member of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost? If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Spooky Scotty Investigations. Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day at 262-ORB-BITT or email us at scotty@spookyscotty.com for all your supernatural needs.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Z-Talk Radio is committed to bringing you the best radio possible. We will test your senses with innovative and entertaining radio programming. Honest, informative, inspirational, and on occasion, controversial. Our listening audience will also have the opportunity to interact with the show hosts and guests through live chat and call-in capabilities. You can't be left out of the loop. Tune into all our live shows once, and you'll never turn your computer off again. Z-Talk Radio on your computer dial. Your healthy addiction.
How can I help my daughter with her reading?
Searching for help with Dachshund Reading.
No.
Let me try. Sarah's bright, but when she's reading, she has trouble sounding out words.
Playing world music.
What?
I give up.
Wait, I was trying to show you how Sarah feels every day. Redirecting to understood.org.
Join parents and experts at understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive.
Brought to you by understood.org and the Ad Council.
Well, that was interesting. Hi, welcome back, everybody. That was like a 10-minute break. Sorry about that.
Oh,
you were listening to Volbeat
during
the break. Welcome back to The Strange Side with Mike and Nate on the Z-Talk Radio Network. We just had T. Krulos on, and he was talking about the Milwaukee Paraconference, which is coming up June 6th. at the Irish Cultural Center, Heritage.
Irish Heritage and Cultural Center.
Aye. Irish. Aye. Yes. Maybe Lucky Charms guy will be there. Okay, well, the thing here's the deal. We kind of went long on break because we were told to call a certain number, and we were Skyping that number, and it turned out that we couldn't get a hold of. It was supposed to be like a conference call with Ghost Head Soup, so now we're trying to have them call us, but it's telling them that they're going to be charged like some crazy rate if they call us.
I wonder if they punched in our number as an Afghanistan number or something.
I don't know. But anyways, we're waiting for them to call us back. So until they do call us back, you'll hear that lovely Skype ringtone. Yes. Why are my kids down here?
We have some impromptu guests.
you want to talk in the here? You want to talk live, Nate? No. Come on. My oldest son Nate and my youngest son Aaron are down here. Aaron, you want to say hi to everybody? Hello. Oh, whatever, dude. Weenie. Okay, so we're waiting for Ghosted Soup to call us. Should be calling us by now.
I don't know what the deal is here. Yeah, I don't think they haven't sent me a PM. So, but while they're getting their strategy together, has everyone went over and looked at cultofweird.com?
I have too,
so I guess we all have.
Which is a sponsor.
It's a sponsor of the Milwaukee Paranormal Conference.
Being held at the where? The Irish Cultural Heritage Center.
But in addition to being a sponsor, and they're going to be down there giving out some pretty cool freebies. We were talking about that with T. Krolos earlier. It is this show's preferred source of weird news.
And there's that beautiful sound, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if we get them on, all right? Hello, hello.
Hello.
We've got Ghost Head Soup on.
Hey. Well, technical difficulties over here. This dog. This is like, you're not going to hear us. Can you hear us?
I can hear you guys. Can you hear us?
You. Am I talking?
Yeah, you're talking.
You're talking. Nobody's listening, but you're talking.
Hey, do you have your speaker?
Yeah, I do have a speaker.
Okay, so we have... I'm just Eliza? Trying... Is Laura... Hey, Laura, are you there too?
Hey, Laura's in the background. Laura, are you here?
She's not on Skype.
Oh, she was trying to Skype you guys and Skype us. She's,
Okay, so she's going to join us. Now...
So who the hell do we have here?
Yeah, who the hell do we have?
How many people are in Ghost Head Soup? Give us a shout out of who's there.
Well, apparently we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All of us.
Well, you got here?
This is going to be an interesting conversation.
So let's have some names. Who all's there?
Go ahead, Nick. All right, well, I'm Nick Hanson. I'm here. Lopes got here.
Your name, buddy?
I'm Tim. I'm here.
Who's the gentleman with the really short gray hair?
Short gray hair.
The guy who has his back turned in the photo.
That's Mark.
Mark, he's there. Now, is Mark the leader guy? I forgot. Is he like the leader of the group?
That seems pretty obvious.
Wow, here we go.
Show up for some reason. Mark is the guy that we push out the door first.
Well, they would take me to push out.
I think to make sense of all this, we're going to have to pretend we're in a novel. When one of you guys says something, you'll have to end it with "says Mark." Or says Justin, okay. So we know who's talking.
Bobby, Mickey, Billy. It's kind of like the Mickey Mouse Club or something going on.
Cock, said Mark.
Oh, shit.
Not sure what was said, but I'm glad we're on the internet.
Oh, boy. The beer's flowing on the other end, folks.
Oh, jeez.
Nah, it's just a monthly meeting.
I miss the rooster.
Well, thank you for taking time out of your monthly meeting to call us.
Well, I'm glad you wanted us on. We were on one time, but one of you were gone on vacation or something.
Yeah, that was me.
That was this wise guy.
I was moonlighting on Ken Gerhard's show when I was out in Baraboo.
Said Nate.
Said Nate.
Amelia Earhart?
I found her, actually. She was in my pants.
I thought you said Amelia
No wonder no one else could find her. She was lost in the abyss.
Oh, brother. So Laura's going to be joining us, or she's not going to be joining us? What's... She's not at the meeting, right? You guys kicked her out for some reason? She,
Actually, there's no women allowed. It's actually a wonder I make it in, said Nick. Wow.
Well, that's mean. Just because she didn't make you guys supper doesn't mean you got to kick her out of the group.
Oh, we don't kick her out of the group. She's self-exiled right now.
Okay. Okay, so Laura's in the... she's actually in the chat room right now. Dun, dun, dun. Laura, are you on the phone yet? I guess
she
not.
She was on my Skype, but she disappeared.
To answer your question, yes, that was Volbeat that we had coming in from the break.
Yes, I called it.
You did call it.
Set
Or Dan from last time.
Well, we've got a moral majority of Ghost Head Soup, and now the phone is ringing, we're going to add this to group call, and hopefully we'll get Laura. Hello?
Yep. Hello, it's me.
And we have Laura now, too.
Excellent.
All is accounted for.
This has been crazy. Is Mercury in retrograde or whatever those psychic people say? Because we've had the most technical difficulties.
I don't know.
Laura, this is nothing compared to...
Our last psychic called in sick, so we're not sure. We were going to ask her, but she...
She called in sick, like, right before the show was supposed to start. And I'm thinking to myself, if she's psychic, why wouldn't she have known that earlier?
Yeah, it was weird. I tried calling you guys via Skype, and it won't let go through at all.
Huh.
It's not even telling me it's going to charge me. It just won't let me go through. And weird. I have a Skype account.
That is weird.
You know, I've done several radio interviews as a guest on Skype, and I still don't know how it works. So don't feel bad.
I created Skype, and I still don't know how it works. So Ghosthead Soup, thanks for coming on, folks. What is going on with Ghosthead Soup?
Everything and everything.
Said Dean.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the chat room, so if anyone has any questions, I can field you in there as well.
Said who?
Well, we do investigate our lab once in a while, and the last time we were here, we caught something awesome on video. Let me explain it, Dean.
Well, it was, of course, my IR lights and my night vision camera, and I was sitting there silently. Drinking a beer. No, okay. And I believe Ben was there and Mark was there. And this is last month when we were supposed to be on another radio show. Oh, wait.
What?
So you gave us an opportunity to go upstairs and investigate. And we did. We had this anomaly shoot across the room for about 18 seconds, and I was filming it and freaking out, peeing in my pants. So it was actually quite interesting.
Now for those,
we don't have it anywhere posted right now yet because it is a month old, and we have other other things going on at the moment. So
now for those who didn't hear the first interview with you guys or the first interview we did with Laura. Now you guys' lab is actually in a pretty well known haunt. Is that correct?
No, actually, it is a non known haunt because the proprietors want it that way.
Okay.
And there is an upstairs and a downstairs. The downstairs we use for our meeting room and experiments. The upstairs is where the guys do a lot of their, put their experiments to use and gather more evidence. But this is not open to the public. Okay. It is not advertised.
But there's a school involved, correct? An old school that you guys do investigations with, or no?
Yes, Dean. That's where Dean, go ahead. That's where he lives. That's his gig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've been living at the school for a couple of years now, and we do investigation tours out of there. Paranormal groups come up and stay the night and go to the attic and basement and see what they can find out. But it is an old school, and Tim's actually doing an intense history research of that place and basically building like a century yearbook of the place. So pretty exciting stuff going on up there in Alden.
Well, I think the biggest difference you could say about what we do is most hunt teams go and investigate a location to see if it's haunted or not. We, a long time ago, figured out the best way to do this is we find places that we've already verified as haunted. So we have, like, a handful of places that we're kind of regular at. I mean, there's the Alden School, there's the lab, there's the Tinker. And we and other teams have already established that these places are haunted. We're not fishing. We're not like a fresh team walking into a fresh site wasting a bunch of nights. I mean, these are places where as far as flight time there, we have hours, if not days, if not weeks in these places. And we aren't so much as ghost hunting as doing paranormal experiments. And if a haunt happens to occur or if one of our experiments happens to trigger a haunt, that's kind of what we're doing. I mean, we're past the fishing stage. I can't remember the last place we've been at where we didn't already have it established as being haunted, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, actually, hey guys, is Paul there tonight?
No, Paul didn't make it.
Well, with Paul.
Okay.
Well, thanks for not coming in tonight, Paul. Thanks for not showing up.
Way to diss us, Paul.
Oh, man. Give me Paul's number. I'm calling him.
We're going to call him at his
house. The way works, Mike and Nate, is there's five main guys, the guys you have there. And then there's what do we call Dean Chopsticks? Me, Paul, Joe is there, you know. But we do residentials from time to time, but... You know, basically, we don't always run off to, like, Waverly Hills, but, of course, Dean and I did just go there. But yeah, more about the experimenting and trying new kinds of ways to communicate.
Now, are you guys, like, trying to come up with some new equipment or something, or are you just, like a Gansfield experiment? Yeah.
Actually, we find the basic equipment good enough. It's more or less your sensitivity or insight, cameras, audio equipment, and yeah, we do try other things to what do you want to say, not agitate, but
piss off,
try to get this
draw. Yes. We do try to draw out things, and we have been creative at times to use our ingenuity to come up with a few off the beaten path, equipment wise. And we're willing to try anything once, said Nick.
Well, has Ghost Head Soup ever tried to use do the devil's not devil is it devil's box or devil's voice?
I don't know anything about devil's box.
It couldn't compete with me.
Nice.
Well, we do. I'll tell you what. A lot of people say we won't use a Ouija board. We will. We look at it as, well, let's say you're doing a disembodied voice investigation, or most people call them EVPs. It's just a way to communicate. And George did intensive research on the board, and George, I'll let you kind of explain that a little bit.
Well, I kind of thought you got off the beach path what he was asking. You just asked about the devil's box, right?
And yeah. You know, really, the Ouija board was one of the first pieces of paranormal equipment there was, and I don't know why people are so afraid of it.
Well, I've brought this up on the show before. I mean, you really can't get in any more trouble with a hunk of cardboard made by Milton Bradley or whoever than you can with an EMF detector and a digital recorder. I mean, if you're going to stir something up, you can stir it up with anything, right?
Yeah,
use your voice. You go out, you know, and you say, is anybody here with me? Do you know you're dead? What's my name? Saying that stuff is the same thing as using a Ouija board.
Yeah.
Well, in my opinion.
Do you feel the lore that it can, that if you use it incorrectly, you can cause trouble?
I think if a this is my personal opinion, I think if you are mentally unstable and you abuse it, and just kind of call out anybody who wants to come through, yeah, I think you can stir up some trouble, but you can also do that by going out on a regular ghost investigation without a Ouija board.
That is true.
Well, but I mean, there is, you know, there is a certain magic that does come from using some of those things, because I'm not beyond thinking that, example, Ghost Institute is basically five members. We do have associates that are part of the team, but there can't be five of us. But unlike other teams, I mean, you know, other teams are, oh, hey, we're awesome. We have 20 members. We have 30 members. We have 40 members. We think there's a certain magic to the number five, and we suspect that if we're at these already established haunted locations and there are five of us manipulating any of these things, whether we're talking about the Ouija board, whether we're talking about the Devil's Box, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, I always love quoting her, all these are neutral interfaces. I mean, they aren't good or bad. They're just a method of communication. I don't think that the magic is in the board itself. I think that a lot of the magic comes from the people who are utilizing the board, the people who are using it. An example I like to say is, say that you have a wooden cross at the front of a church for 80 years, and 80 years worth of Sundays, people have been praying at that cross. If you find an identical cross back at the manufacturer's, like, you know, warehouse, are those two crosses the same? No. The one that's been getting prayed at for 80 years, I suspect, is different. We're ghost tattoos. We're that version of the prayed at cross. When we came together, we all had that huge kind of experience. Putting the five of us around a Ouija board is different from putting five, quote-unquote, civilians around the board. We've done various experiments, and I won't lie, I've done experiments in the black arts. I know that a couple of members of our team have dabbled in that as well. We bring something to the mechanism of the board. We bring something to the mechanism of the Devil's Box. Whether that's good or bad, again, it's a neutral interface. It's what the person is bringing to it. What was that horror movie, The Trucker and the Kids in the Car? Yeah, you do. You remember that?
Hitchhiker or something?
Hitchhiker, yeah, whatever. What was the neutral interface there? It was a CB. I mean, is a CB a good thing or a bad thing? It's neither. You know, so, I mean, the fact is that I hate sounding like this, like a complete jackass. We just have an all-star team. I mean, we've been doing this for years, and we just pretty much chose and picked, hey, who's the best member from this crew? Who's the best member from that crew? And, you know, just the simple fact of it is that we keep it limited because, shit, when the TV shows came out, everybody and their brothers started doing this. There are some people whose blood just makes them good. I mean, you can't deny that. Yeah.
I think I've seen a scope go
down. there are some people that should be doing this. Will a Ouija board screw up a room full of little girls who are having a slumber party? Yeah. But there's always going to be that one little girl there who had a grandmother that was a witch or dabbled in the occult, and she'll be okay with it, and she'll come away with something completely different. You put her and four of her friends around the board, it's going to do completely different things to what it's doing to that room for the girls having a slumber party.
Yeah. When you say you dabble into the black arts, was there something that happened to make you say, okay, maybe this isn't what I should be doing? Or, I mean, do you still continue to do it? Or,
I mean, I got the sun taken away from me quite literally when I was 12 years old because of a witchcraft spell that I was going on. And it's just like your first ghost encounter. People go on ghost hunts and they want to see a ghost. Once they see the ghost, it's a 50-50 chance whether they say, that was awesome, I want to see it again, versus person has experience and says, I never want to do this again. I mean, there is that break-off. Some people love the first drop on a roller coaster, some people hate it.
I personally, to take off on what you said and what George was talking about, I kind of consider myself like a Bruce Lee of paranormal. There's a good healthy balance between the white and the dark, kind of like the yin yang, you know. So I wouldn't say necessarily it's something that you continue at, but if you can continue it with having the balance of the light magic along with the dark magic, it's a yin and yang, and it's that neutral interface that keeps it neutral the entire time as well. So, I mean, there is a healthy balance to it, and to know, at least have a knowledge of both sides when you're going into something.
Well, I don't know if I say it's a healthy balance, but it is a balance.
Right. And that was Nick, by the way.
Yeah. And getting back to your question, yeah, we've used a ghost box before.
We've used it all. We've gone back and used things that people don't use anymore. We've never used the Bell type of strings, though.
No.
I don't think we've ever used that.
Gary, what's really good? We're in the real.
What do you think? What do you guys think about the ghost box? Do you think it's something that you're actually communicating with the other side, or you're just picking up, you know, frequencies from all these radio stations that just happen to make a word?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm a ham radio operator, so I know a little bit about radio. The first thing I did with that the Hack Shack is I took out the AM coil and the FM antenna. I disabled it, okay? So we have had a lot of recordings off the ghost box.
First of all, layman, it should be getting no signal.
No, it's not getting any signal. I disabled that. So the first thing you do with a Hack Shack, you don't scan radio stations. That's a bunch of crap. You go in, tear out the AM coil, disable the FM antenna, and then you just go with the white noise. And I'll tell you what, we've gotten some very interesting responses that we've recorded, and it's real time.
Well, that kind of sets up what one of our last investigations here at the lab is that George didn't show up, and Tim handles our ghost box, and he has these huge noise-canceling headphones, kind of like what the airplane mechanics use so they don't burn out their ears. So he can't hear anything we're saying. So we were pretending, or we were making way that we were seeing George, or talking to George at the time, and the responses that Tim was announcing through the ghost box was validating what we were asking for. Prior to this investigation, Dean, me, walked into the lab, and I saw Tim standing in one part of the room, and as I walked more into the room, I actually ran into Tim, not realizing how he was in front of me. And then later on, I saw another mark, and Nick saw another mark as well at the same time. So there was something happening that night, and George can probably...
Now, we should preface that at the lab, we've done a lot of weird experiments, and via Hack Shack and via Obelisk, we believe that we have communicated with ourselves. Meaning that you guys have a favorite haunted place, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's say that you were on the other side. Let's say that you were dead, and you had the opportunity to go wherever you wanted to go. I personally would go to a haunted site where I know my buddies are still going to be working it, right?
Correct.
I mean, if you're going to haunt a place, you may as well go somewhere where somebody's listening. That's what this lab is. I mean, we've kind of thought ahead of our own mortality, and we've actually talked to, we think, dead versions of ourselves here because we are coming here in order to be heard by us. Sounds weird, but, I mean, it's a theory. We don't know if it's going to work, but that's kind of at the level that we're already playing at. And, yeah, the night that I wasn't here and the guys were talking, the responses would have seemed in character with me. But I wasn't here, and I was apparently communicating with them via a medium that we believe we can speak to the dead with.
Yeah, we had a good opportunity to have the other four members, Dean, Nick, Mark, and Tim, at the same lab without him, so minus one. So that it turned out pretty...
And if I were a ghost, this is where I would go, because I know somebody would be sitting here listening to me. Now, the example that I used earlier, did that jive? Did that gel with you guys? The two crosses, one that's been prayed at for 80 years and the other one's been in the basement of a warehouse. Do you believe that those are the same cross or are they in fact different?
No, I agree. I mean, you got one that's just sitting and people aren't praying to it and maybe it hasn't been blessed or anything. Yeah, I totally believe there's two different crosses okay. There. Go ahead.
There's a bigger experiment I'd actually like you guys to participate in if you don't mind. What the team is doing is we all have charms that we bring to the HUD location. I personally carry a piece of silver to all the HUD locations, to all the places that I've gone to, thinking the same thing as the church that's been prayed at. You have some kind of lucky charm that's always with you when you're doing these experiments or you're going to these haunted locations. It's going to be different from just, if you're carrying a silver dollar and somebody takes it to all the hot places, it's going to be different from the silver dollar that's never left the jewelry store. Now, I want to challenge you guys in the experiment. You guys start carrying some kind of memento to each and every one of your hunts with the idea that when you pass, you're willing that memento to the next generation of ghost hunters to see if it, in fact, has any kind of difference to them versus a standard piece of metal. We're, like I said, we're already thinking about experiments that we're going to be doing when we're on the other side. I mean, we can't, it's going to be terrible, but I mean, at some point, we're going to have a member of the team trying just as hard to talk to us as we are talking to them.
We're going to pull a Houdini.
Yeah.
Try to.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Grateful Dead haven't played here since 1995.
So. Nice.
And Mike and Nate, this is what I wanted to explain, this is what I would like everybody to know. Yeah, we come off as goofy, not we, they come off as goofy and silly. We like to have a good time and enjoy what you're doing, but these guys are so deep, and the theories, the concepts that they come up with blow my mind still. You know, and a lot of people don't get it. They don't realize that we do think deep. And we want, it's not a pissing match for Ghost Head Soup. Try every experiment that these guys are trying. They put it on their website. See what you can get. And that's what I think is so unique and different. Now, I sent you guys a bunch of links. Did you happen to watch any of those videos?
I have not. I do have the EVPs up on here, and I'm going to play them after a break because we're at the top of the hour. Okay. We're running late. So just hold that thought. Let's do a top of the hour break. You're listening to The Strange Side with Mike and Nate on the Z-Talk Radio Network. Our guests are Ghost Head Soup. And when we come back, we got a couple EVPs we're going to play for you. Stay tuned.
Where are the cereals?
Aisle 2.
Oh, thanks. What on earth are you cleaning up?
Can't tell. Either someone's love handles or their belly.
Excuse me?
Yep, more people are losing weight and getting healthy thanks to small step number 121. Eat before grocery shopping. Makes you less tempted to buy junk food.
Clean up on aisle 5.
Ugh, please don't let it be someone's thunder thighs.
Take a small step to get healthy at smallstep.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Women now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
Harvard Medical School has now opened its doors to new female applicants.
The first woman is now in space.
The majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far. But our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to.
Then what you're
going
to do is turn onto Martin
C&C
Avenue.
Just broke up
and go past
and
the first three
she's
lights,
happy about
and then
it.
Take the next left.
I don't really
drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway.
On the right. That's
I'll
what
see
I
you
heard
later
last
tonight.
Night.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning, the following program may contain crude or offensive material. If you are easily offended, please change the station now. This program's views and opinions may not be the views and opinions of this station.
All right, folks, we're back for the second hour of The Strange Side with Mike and Nate. Once again, if you people are on ztalkradio.com, which you are, or else you wouldn't be listening to us, join us in the chat room. Click on the listen to chat box at the top of the page. If you have any questions for Ghost Head Soup tonight, We'll gladly read them on the air for you. They're actually in the chat room as well, and they can answer the question without having to, you know. If you feel like you're going to say something that sounds stupid, trust me, there are no stupid questions, just stupid people. And we will try our best to take care of those, you know, those questions for you. So we have Laura, we have Nick, we have George, we have Mark, and I know I'm probably missing somebody or two, and I apologize.
Dean and Joe.
Dean and Joe. Okay. Sorry, guys. Yeah, way to go, Nate. Jeez.
What did I do?
Nothing. I'm blaming you.
Okay.
All right. So before the break, Laura, you were just getting ready to start talking about what?
One of our videos on the YouTube channel called The Paranormal Streakers. Well, it's not our video. This is way before I joined the team. But I imitated different scenarios from Paranormal State. And Nick, why don't you go ahead and tell about it? Because, I mean, you played Captain Vlog, Brian.
Captain Vlog. Let's set the stage. I guess we got to go back to the time when it was. How many people have seen a show or seen a show at Paranormal State? We had a couple guys that came out of Penn State University, and I guess we just decided on a whim. Dean and I thought we had this odd resemblance. We were a couple of odd fellows.
When we saw the picture, of Dean and Nick against Ryan and Chad, right? Laura sent it to you.
Yeah, I did send them to them.
Yes, I do. Yep, we saw the picture. Well, I saw the picture.
You probably didn't understand what it was, but.
Oh, you guys were mocking the TV show?
Yeah, we were.
Yeah, we were mocking. You guys were mocking. You were mocking the Trinity? What?
That wasn't really us. We might have been for a night.
Yeah, but I don't watch television. So, I mean, literally, when I saw the guys do it, I'm like, okay, that's cool. And then I was shown what they were mocking. And I got to take my hand off, man. You guys were pretty much on target with that.
It's a very interesting clip. I mean, like I said, I saw it originally before we did the first show. I haven't seen it since, but it's about 13 minutes long, and go on YouTube, and it's under Ghosthead Soup, right? You guys have your own page there.
Yeah, you'll see there's a link to it. It's called Paranormal Streakers, and I guess it was a play on words for Paranormal Seekers. And you know, Dean and I are a couple guys that just like to put on a couple different hats and see if we can imitate a first or two. We've always got a little bit of a Saturday Night Live theme to our meetings when we've been here. You know, I know we've kicked the idea around a couple times, just doing parodies, doing spoofs, but also at the same time, we have a serious side to us when it comes to investigating. So, I mean, we just like to bust people's chops when we go along at it and let them know, hey, we're trying the same stuff you guys are trying, and, you know, it's working out for us as well as it's working out for you.
You know, if I can quote with, like, kind of a theory, like, if something just pops into my head, you know those guys that, like, walk the people to the electric chair?
Yeah.
You know, they talk about, I mean, well, it's gallows humor, right? Doctors who work emergency rooms have the same thing. Like, I mean, they've seen the ugliest thing that can happen to a human being, and they have some of the worst jokes in the world because they've seen the ugliest that you can see, and they have to deal with it inside their own head. You know, I mean, so, if they weren't laughing about it, they'd be going home and crying about it.
Yeah.
If I see a ghost on scene that isn't making stupid jokes about the paranormal and dead people, they've never had a paranormal experience. Because, I mean, a paranormal experience, biological systems don't like phenomena like that. I mean, the way the air smells, the way the sound is, the way your body feels. I mean, think about how anytime I've expected to, you know, experience something paranormal in the field, my heart rate is up. My blood pressure is increased. I mean, my breathing is up. My pupils are open and dilated. I'm in a fight and flight response. I mean, that's fear. If I couldn't joke about it and laugh about it, I'd flip out.
Yeah.
So
if
I come across a team that can't joke about it, they haven't seen the other.
Yeah,
you have to enjoy what you do. Nobody gets rich off of this. Well, we're not getting rich off of this.
You can't afford to buy Ed Gein's flesh pot.
But I mean, once it's no longer fun, you know, I'm out. And that's what I love about guys is you know, they do go into some areas that blow my mind. They try experiments. How we sat around in the kitchen one night, watched Mark cook spaghetti, and talked about a light experiment they did and filmed it. And that was during one of the lab meetings. But you got to have fun, you know.
I see a picture right now of the, it says the guys in the lab, and it says 1943. You guys look good for your age, man. What's your secret? Is it black arts or what?
No, we were raised from the dead on Memorial Day. We're back.
They rub ectoplasm on their face every day and every night before they go to sleep.
Are you sure that's ectoplasm?
Who's ectoplasm?
There's always been a five man. This generation happens to be called ghost heads too. We suspect that we've had Dean is a member, Charles Lindbergh is a member. Not Amelia, because she was already gone. But, in spirit, Ghost Head Tooth has been around since, like, the middle 1800s. So. And the funerals are still alive.
Yeah.
Quite along.
The forefathers of the paranormal.
The whole time dissension thing, that just comes from some of the other experiments that we're doing. What year is this that we're here at?
2015.
Oh, so it's 2015. Okay. I know that made no sense. In 20 years, that joke will make sense.
So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play a couple of these EVPs that Laura sent. And you're going to have
dirty?
To... What?
Are they dirty?
There
are.
Maybe these aren't yours. Nate, did you put yours on here? All right, hold on a second. We've got, set this up for us, whomever. We have, wow, what happened there? Okay, we don't have it set up yet. Give me a second here. We've got Part of the Plan.
Yep.
Part of the Plan, Laura was there. Actually, Joe was there.
We were all there.
Yeah.
This was at the Tinker Swiss Cottage.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were in a sewing room with the Van de Graaff generator going.
Yep.
And we were discussing to the spirits that the generator was the new modern style sewing machine, and we wanted the spirits to test it out for us. And we got a nice little disembodied voice there. That everyone heard.
Basically, we're hoping that the spirits are also affected by static electricity. You guys know the Van de Graaff, right?
Yes.
Now, are they going to hear the popping of the Van de Graaff machine in the background in this one?
I believe so.
And then you're going to hear Frankenstein go fire bad.
Well, what we want to do is we want to see if they reach out to touch it, does the electricity spin it them, work at them, however you describe it?
Does it energize the room?
Does it, do they actually have interaction with it? That would be my suspicion.
Okay,
Go
ahead.
They had the machine actually sitting on top of her old sewing machine. So that's why they were trying to say, hey, this is a new machine, check it out, seeing if we'd get a response.
Okay.
And the context is that we believe one ghost is warning a second ghost from not to touch it.
And I do want to say we did learn one thing that night that was a great phenomenon. Don't have your millimeter next to the Van de Graaff, right, Laura?
Oh, that's right.
So what happened?
It blew a transistor. It didn't work anymore. So,
it's a good thing you guys invented that because you've been around so long. So you invented the millimeter, so you don't have to pay.
Tesla didn't warn us about that. Yeah. So
we're still working on the wheel.
Yeah.
All right.
But that's what happened. So if you're using a Van de Graaff, don't put your equipment around it because it will pop transistors in.
Yeah, and don't put your hand in there or your head or... just anything. There you go. All right, I'm going to play it right now. Here we go. It's Part of the Plan. Wow, that's quiet. I cranked that thing up, too.
I can hear it.
That is not Part of the Plan.
Yeah. Tell me to go to our site and listen to it there.
I heard it. Yeah. It said, Dear John. It was clear as day. No, I don't know what the hell that was.
I think that was one of the commercials for the next break you accidentally played.
Yeah, of course. Gotta screw everything up. All right, I'm gonna load it again, And I got it cranked all the way up that I can on here. Let's try it one more time. It says part of the plan on it, so that's what it's been labeled as such. Hold on a second. I'm going to turn this down. Oh, yeah, I heard it. It was like, part of the plan.
I'm glad you heard it. I didn't hear it.
It was kind of underneath the laughter on the EVP. Yeah, it was very faint. But
yeah, I'm going to play one more.
You need headphones for most of these, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to play it one more time.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I just played Ozzy. Yeah. Sounded like Ozzy Osbourne. Oh, it was Ozzy Osbourne. Never mind. All right, let's try this one more time, if I can do this correctly. Oh, boy. All right, here we go. You know, I can hear it, but whether people can hear it.
Yeah, if you're listening to us live and you're having trouble hearing it, when this goes up in the archives in like an hour, download the episode and pop in the earbuds. You'll be able to hear it plain as day.
Okay, the next one I have says, God, it says something. It's like something amplified.
Corner Scream Amplified.
Corner Scream Amplified. And wow, what the hell was that? You guys got cows there?
That's probably what around right there, man.
All right, so...
That wasn't the EVP, was it?
No, I didn't play the EVP yet.
I'll give you a little background.
You guys milking? What the hell are you doing over there?
Not cows.
I'll give you the background on this one. We were invited by a county coroner to go into a coroner's office, okay?
Okay.
Chicagoland coroner's office. And we went, now, you got to remember, these guys are doctors, you know, they wanted us in there because they were getting freaked out. I mean, there's cops, doctors, there's witnesses. So we got in there, okay? Now, there's nothing like setting up equipment on frozen dead bodies in a freezer, okay? And once you smell a coroner's office, it's pretty weird. But what happened was, what you heard there, okay? One of the deputy coroners there was letting us check out this skull. Had a bunch of bling on it.
This skull went around.
Yeah. And the guy's interest was actually, they wanted to try to find out who this guy was, but they didn't know who he was. So we determined he might have been.
They knew who he was. They didn't tell us.
Well, they didn't tell us. But anyways, this skull on his cheek had like ghetto bling on it with all the gold and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, Paul, our investigator that night, Paul Shepard, he's been doing this stuff since the 70s, and he encumbered by himself.
But, got the front ball.
Yeah, he's got big balls, as AC/DC would say. But what happened was he caught, you hear like a metallic sound and a scream, and all of a sudden I heard that recording, and I said, man, I think I know what that sounds like. So I went in to the coroner's, to the deputy coroner's office, and I said, listen to this EVP, and you hear that ping, and the scream, I said, to me, since I'm a golfer, that sounds like, you know, teeing off with a metal tee. And the guy goes, well, that's funny. We found that on a golf course. Just the head.
They knew what it was found. They couldn't identify the dental work was done south of the border. There's no way to get the guy's ID that way. But, yeah, the deputy coroner did confirm that.
What an awesome place to investigate a coroner's office.
Yeah,
come on.
It's
a waiting room, right?
Well, let me play this EVP, guys. Let me play this EVP real quick, okay? I hope you guys can hear it. Okay, hold on. Here we go. What the? Yeah, that's coming out really clear.
You hear the ping sound like you're teeing off?
No, I play.
He's playing Ozzy again.
I played the beginning of Crazy Train.
In any case, go to our client and listen to it.
All right, I'm gonna play the actual EVP right now.
Awesome.
Okay, that was interesting. Let me play it one more time.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it was, but it was.
Yeah, cool. It sounded like a little ping. Hold on.
A golf club, though.
Yeah, they could tee it off with a golf.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see that.
Something strange.
I'm going to play it one more time, folks. It sounds like somebody getting hit in the nuts with a golf club. Well, you hear the ping, and then you hear,
There was no indication that any other part of the body was brought to the golf course. So, I mean, you know, you think about it. During the French Revolution, when they were, like, yeeting all these people, they could yell in the face for 30 minutes after the head was cut off, and they would, like, open their eyes and stuff. So, you know, I suspect somebody just brought the head to some boss on a golf course. He teed off with it one time. The guy inside the head was still there, but, I mean, imagine being, that's your ghost. That's you suffering from ghostism, and forever you have to be in that head.
Ghostism.
Yeah. Well, ghostism is one of the things. I mean, yeah, it is. I think that it can be prevented.
Hmm.
We just found out that EVP isn't on our website, but we will get it up.
Oh, that's true. Put that up. That's an awesome one.
Okay.
Well, we have to, well, officially, we're garage. That was caught by one of our associates. That's Paul Shepard. Like I said, he's been doing this. I mean, he's been doing it longer than I have. So, like, I mean, I would say that's really? a Paul Shepard catch that, you know, he's an associate of ours. He hunts with us. So,
Borders.
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, we have four versions of it.
We'll get it up.
The last EVP is I Should Know. What's the I Should Know EVP? Where was that taken from?
That's the one that captured
you. I'll tell you what. Go ahead and play that.
Okay, I'm going to do something a little different, and hopefully it'll come out louder this time, and no, it will not be Crazy Train again. Hold on just a second.
Oh, boy!
Wow, it almost sounded like Crazy Train. That was interesting.
Oh, my God.
Well, it sounded crazy, I'll give you that.
Okay. All right, hold on. I'm gonna play this. Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah, I heard a whisper. I couldn't make out the words, but there was definitely a whisper.
No, I should know. I mean, that shit was loud. Hold on, I'm going to play it again. Let's see here.
Hear that?
It's like, I should know.
Let me explain that one.
Go for it.
It was about 2006, right, George? Yeah. George and I and another investigator, I wanted to show him the lab. So we went upstairs and... you're just sitting back, what would you say, about 30 feet?
30 feet
from the source. And from the source. And all of a sudden, we were just asking, and actually, we were just talking at that time. And I can't remember what the question
was. I think I had experienced some kind of weird phenomenon, and some of the EVP, or the precursor to the EVP, has been cut off because I'm using the F word, I was just a little bit close on the site. So the pre-talk has been cut off, but I just had an experience, and I asked if that's a normal phenomenon for our lab.
That's right. I remember that. George said that to me. All of a sudden, we heard like a clinking sound, and it's like, I should know. You know, and we thought we heard, you know, a voice, but we couldn't quite, you know, hear it fully. And then when we went downstairs, I listened to the recording, and when I heard that, I actually dropped George's recorder. It scared the crap out of me. And I'm not saying not scared, but it was like, oh, my God, yeah, that is the best Class A EVP.
I was just going to say that sounds like a Class A to me because it's there. It's in it's front and center. I mean, it's...
Well, but the thing better than that is that technically, again, everybody likes to call me EVP if it is an EVP because his bark reacts to it. Did you react to it now?
I did. Yeah, I said, did you hear that?
So that's a disembodied voice. We think that EVPs, to be honest, are probably rare because by definition, EVP is something that occurs within the device itself. Since Mark seems to respond to most of these, because we have a bunch of, you know, did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did you hear that EVPs? And if somebody says that, that's not an EVP. That's a disembodied voice, a real life person first happened, which is quite different from what the EVP theory is. So, I think that a lot of times when people are using the term EVP, they're like 180. They're not describing the phenomenon at all.
Which we have a theory on the speaker phones, but we can get to that another time. That's on the site.
So do you guys go to Tinker Swiss Cottage, which is located outside of Rockford, or is it in Rockford?
It's in Rockford.
Okay, it's in Rockford, Illinois. And yeah. Do you guys go there on a regular basis, or is it just once in a while that you guys head out there, like once a year? Or?
We've been working at that place since, I don't know.
But anytime we want to go in, we're allowed in there, pretty much. Not saying, oh, we have carte blanche, but we know, we kind of know when the place is on.
Example, we haunted.
We knew that Mr. Tinker was a total dick to his wife. He married his wife because she owns property on the other side of the river. I mean, that's how they did it. You know, the wealthy folks did back then. So there was no love, and he had actually written poetry. It's in his journal about how he wished every Valentine's Day that every husband could get a new wife, could have a mistress for just one night. And it's like, I mean, he made this apparent to his wife. I mean, his wife knew. I mean, they had separate bedrooms and shit. So, I mean, we're not fishermen anymore. We know when to be there. So we go to the Tinker house on the anniversary, that anniversary, you know, like Valentine's Day. When we were there on last Valentine's Day, we were there. It was phenomenal as far as what we experienced in her bedroom. Actually, the recording you heard of the person talking about the, as far as the plan, that was that evening. Another evening we've been at the Tinker house. You have to understand, Robert Tinker was born on December 31st, lived 88 years. And we were actually there on the 88th. Oh, he was born on December 31st and died on December 31st. He lived 88 years. So, I mean, think about that. I mean, 88, the symbol of infinity side by side. We know that. That's how clever we are. That's why we were there 88 years after his death. So you're catching this. He lived 88 years. The symbology involved. We're there on the 88th anniversary of his death. Shit's going to happen that night.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's when we go there. We don't need to be there 30 days in a row. We know from his journals when the most traumatic, the day he lost his foot when a train ran over it. We know that date. So if you're at the house on that date, shit's probably going to happen. The tourists and all the other people that go there and talk on whatever random date, that's cool. They're making themselves a buck. We don't want to be there on those nights. We want to be there when stuff is happening. We're too busy doing like real research and other really fun stuff.
Do you guys go in?
And in addition, you know, not only do we go there to investigate, we're invited there to help out other groups when they do tours. We're invited to do presentations from time to time as well. So it's kind of the best of both worlds for us.
Do you have one coming up like this anytime soon where you're doing an investigation for the public or no?
We just did one at Tinker. I don't think we have anything on the books just yet, but coming soon through Haunted Rockford, we'll be having one up at the schoolhouse.
Okay.
I've
always wanted to check that place out, and it's just like, but I can never get my ass down there.
If you want to check out the Tinker house, check the schedule. Sometimes, like the last week, Dean was at the speak there to quickly fill in for somebody. There are times, contact us, there are times that we're at the house intentionally. So if it is the night we see Ghost Institute listed as the band for that night, you probably want to show up because there's a reason we're at the house that night.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, okay. We'd love to have you guys come up there. I mean, you can come up and hang out and investigate in Fire Pit. You could do a live remote from there, you know. We'd love to have you come out.
We might experiment on you, too.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to that. Nate's more than willing to be the experiment.
I'm going to need some terms.
Turds?
I don't know what to expect.
Like what, beer in a tent?
Beer in a stripper.
I'm not getting experimented on in a tent. I just want to don't go camping anymore.
Oh, geez. And on that note, hey, it's the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. You're listening to The Strange Side with Mike and Nate, our guests tonight, our Ghost Head Soup. We'll be back in a second.
Dear John, I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is serious, and I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to when you checked on me? I don't want to leave, but remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get yours to a healthy range today. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting in the forest.
Uh-huh.
1 second, I'm having a smoke. Next thing I know, I'm face-to-face with Smokey Bear.
Wow.
And he told me it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
Did you know 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans?
I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous and you're not. Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
On the go and missing another one of your favorite Z-Talk shows? Now you don't have to. Simply go to the Google Play Store on your Android phone and download the Z-Talk Radio app. The best part is, it's absolutely free. That's Z-Talk Radio, only found in your Google Play Store on your Android phone. Download it today.
Wow, that's a lot of books. Little one at home?
Yeah.
Let's see. Childproofing your home, childproofing your yard, childproofing your in-laws' home and yard.
Of all the things you can read to keep your child safe, the most important is attached to their car seat. Read the instruction manual and use the latch system. It makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Learn more at safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. The next generation of child safety. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
All right, welcome back to the final half hour of this edition of The Strange Side with Mike and Nate on the Z-Talk Radio Network. Our guests tonight are Ghosthead Soup. Real quickly, you can listen to all of our past shows, including this one, probably about 20 minutes after the show is over. Oh, nature's such a bastard. All right, so go to the show archive link at the top of the page and find all of our past guests on www.ztalkradio.com. All right, apparently, you have branched out and are doing a new chapter. Who wants to talk about this? There's more people like you out there?
We're recruiting.
Well, because of myself being at the schoolhouse, we recruited one of the persons that lived there, Mike, so he helps out. And then Melissa, who also goes on the Take a Swiss tours and she's learning all about it, so we took her under our wing, and she's fabulous, and she was actually at the Take Your Swiss with us as well. And that's our Ghosthead Soup Alden chapter, basically what we're calling it.
Okay.
And, you know, the thing is that where their meetings are, it's about an hour away from Dean. So he's, you know, Dean is about 5 miles from the Wisconsin border. And getting, you know, any calls for haunts up there, it's not always easy to get everybody, you know, with the price of gas and whatnot. So he, you know, got a small chapter of us up there, which I don't even think you mentioned my name, by the way, because now I'm not the only girl in the group. Surprise!
You're not the only girl in the group anymore?
No, we have another one named Melissa. Pretty single blonde girl, too. And she's, like, super smart, very intelligent, and just brings another level of investigating that's unique. And it's kind of nice to have a smaller group of us able to go into Wisconsin
it's actually, it's quite relaxed. It's like a very informal situation. I have to admit that at one point in my early in my career, I've gone on other investigations, and they're like, well, you know, with top of the hour, you got to move down to this area, and now you guys move here, and, you know, like, stay within my sight, that kind of crap. It isn't like that at school. It's like, you can kind of, like, you know, if there's a certain
certain things you're searching for, EVPs or camera stuff or whatever. I mean,
or soul searching. I mean, George and I sat around the fire not too long ago and we brainstormed because George is in the midst of almost finishing cleaning.
Oh well, a book. That's another chapter that we should talk about. Yeah. That we've been doing. For the last year or so, we've actually, one of the things that we really suck at in Ghostbusters, we're good at investigation, though. We're great at investigation. Tim is awesome at investigation, the guy you're not hearing on the radio. But what we're really bad at is promoting ourselves. Last year, we kind of focused on promoting ourselves, and it turns out we actually have three guys in the group that are going to be putting out something that, well, it's not going to be on your store bookshelf, but it will probably be on an e-book thing for you to go ahead and pick our brains and print. We realized early on that one of the weird things is we've shared a lot of stages and a lot of podiums with people that we had no idea how the hell we got on stages with people, man. I mean, it's like, they got TV shows, they got books on the shelves, they got all this stuff, and we're like, how the fuck did we get up here? How are we looking in the company of these people? And then we realized that all it was our work.
No, I thought it was Mark.
Well,
it's
yeah,
both jobs.
Yeah, Mark.
Crazy, man.
But we figured out what it was. It's like, I mean, we weren't anywhere in these people's leagues except for our evidence. I mean, the evidence, I couldn't hear it from our end, but please go to our place, which is probably named after us, and, you know, check out the stuff that we're talking about. A lot of the recordings are pretty much Class A, and the fact that we could put them into context as to why we think the ghosts are saying this, I mean, that's how on top of the ball we are. That's how good our evidence was. That's why we're on the stage with people like Dale Desmer. We're on the stage with, what's the guy with the TV show? Chris Fleming. It's like, the guy with two TV shows. And like, what the hell are we doing on his, you know, like, I mean, speaking at a place he's at?
How come you guys don't have your own TV show?
That's what we want to know.
What we're doing is we discovered three people in the group.
Have you tried growing beards and looking for Bigfoot in the woods? That's pretty popular right now.
you could
get drunk and yell yeehaw and run around up in the mountains.
It turns out that it's like I'm going to be writing the Scooby-Doo stuff. You know, the stuff that's just like, you know, it's going to utilize our real evidence but then put in some fiction to make it fun for the average reader. Yeah, I'm totally jealous because he's developed this character called the Scribbler Woman, which is just a phenomenal character. It's once upon a time in newspaper land, when you would read the paper, it would say something like, the Johnson family took their covered wagon into Chicago today, you know, or just weird little happenings in town, and they would all be put together by this creepy old person called the Scribbler Woman, which I know kind of makes me think of, you know, the Crypt Keeper or Svengoolie or Elvira. It's like, I don't know. The examples he shared with us are phenomenal. They're in Scribbler Woman lunchboxes in a couple of years. And Tim is the historian, and he's the cat that all these places that we go to and research, you know, for years at a time, he's looking up the history on these places. So as far as the context we're talking about, well, somebody's going to want us to back it up with the actual history of who lived there and who talked there and who worked there and who died there. Jamie's going to be coming out with that book. So I wouldn't think it would be unheard of that at some point in the future, a lot of haunted places in Illinois or across the country are going to have trilogies written about them by Ghost Head 2.
Yeah, we're looking at about 1943.
Yeah, something around there.
I was wondering why you guys haven't had anything else. You know, that's...
It surprises us, man. I mean, we haven't put out anything to make a buck except for the fact that we, you know, go out there and speak every once in a while. And we figured, wow, I mean, we're sharing the stage with people that are doing stuff like this. And we're also, I'm going to tell you, going after your asses, too, because we're going to get into the podcast business. Although we're going to be doing something a little bit different. Instead of doing, like, how you're doing the interview aspect of it, you remember old-time radio with the sound effects and the stories and this, that, the other?
Yeah.
Hosted and written by Ghost Head 2.
And Orson Welles.
So that's another one of the things we have in the frying pan. Sadly, it isn't much of the research, but I got to say, the whole time we've been together and the time we were researching before we became Ghost Head 2, we got volumes of evidence that is just totally awesome, and we just forgot to go ahead and promote ourselves to the public. So we're taking some time to actually do that so that people know who we are. So thank you for, you know, putting us on your show. But once we get our show going, well, I guess we can go ahead and share an audience. That wouldn't be too bad. Would you guys give us a link if we gave you one?
Heck yeah. No.
Okay, cool. No.
Wait, let me think. Let me think about that. Heck yeah! Wait.
We go ahead and promote the shit out of it, but we discovered that a bunch of the guys in the team are all the time radio fans, and we think it'd be fun to do and a good way to get the name out as well.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Little shameless self promotion. What?
Ozzy's been open for us. Ozzy has been open for us.
How long have you guys been together as Ghost Head Soup?
5 years. Well. 5 years, yeah.
Wait a minute. Hold on now. There's a picture from 1943 that kind of contradicts how long you guys have been together.
No, we're talking about Ghost Head Soup.
Time warp.
The 1942. Well, that was a difference.
That was a trick question.
I think it was a time anomaly.
Actually, we had that difficulty in the late 60s. If you guys, we'll name that picture.
What's time, really? Come on.
Okay, I'll tell you a secret.
Okay.
Go on, like, Google or whatever your search engine is. If you don't believe this, go on Google and look up, you heard about the cosmonaut that was lost in space, right?
I used to watch that show.
Well, I mean, during the space race in the 60s, have you ever heard rumors that the Soviets actually put up pilots that never came back down or came back down dead?
I have heard about that. Yes, I did.
Okay, we can honestly say that it's true, because if you do a bit of a search, just look for the picture of like, mysteriously disappeared cosmonauts, and you have pictures of Dean, right? It's the same picture.
Not in your wallet, I hope.
Dean was one of those cosmonauts, okay? I mean, we've got pictures of guys that look like that.
Nicolas Cage is a vampire.
Kind of, yeah.
John Travolta,
so, if you actually, I mean, honestly, I'm not shitting you guys. Let's go ahead and go through some historical photographs, and like, if you see Rommel fighting in the desert, just kind of scan the face for one of us. Okay?
Okay.
You think I'm messing with you.
So I saw the picture. Wait, nope. I saw the picture. I saw the comparable pictures of Zach and, or not Zach, Ryan and, was it Sergi?
No, yeah. Chad.
Oh, okay. Well, who did Ryan? Didn't Ryan marry one of those guys?
Sergi.
Yeah, he married Sergi. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Funny you ask. And actually, this is a segue from that. When I was reading some of the reviews on that, the links came up for Ryan and some stories about him. And one of them was about anal bleaching. Just to bring it up. It was kind of weird. You should mention it.
That taint funny.
That's one of the examples.
I never expected to see the day when the word anal bleaching was used on the show.
Yes, that is a first, I believe.
It's a landmark.
The Strange Side with Mike and Nate has been brought to you by anal bleaching.
It's definitely the hot watermark.
Oh my God!
Our new sponsor is Clorox. Invite you to try.
I just want to wear candles.
Preferred by whores everywhere.
A fire of the day.
Oh jeez! All right,
where is this going, guys?
Well, nowhere good.
It's going to the festival. Right. Well, what's going on with the festival you guys are a part of? Explain a little bit about that.
Well, actually, yeah.
Without using the word anal bleach.
Well, we are a nonprofit organization, I guess, when we with the IRS goes to. we do donate to charity. I remember a few years back, Laura had us back at PKP. Is that what that is? So, PKC. PKP, Autistic and Hand Radio shit. Paranormal Kids Cancer. But we also donate to the area here. We donate to JDRF and Make-A-Wish Foundation. I believe it's the third Saturday of August in downtown Sycamore, Illinois. It's called OddFest, ODDFEST. And we do... we're a sponsor, so we get our faces on the T-shirts and stuff. But it's a great cause. Come on out if you can. But you can donate through the website. But hey, I'm trying to raise money here.
But that's what we do. We're not all about making money or nothing, because while we don't make it, we give it away and spend all our money on dinner every month. But,
yeah.
And beer.
And beer.
And beer, yeah. And beer. Oh, yeah.
Beer. So
do they have a camera in here or something?
Yeah, what the hell? Are you watching us?
Us.
Maybe.
Me?
You know, Skype does has video, and you can pull your pants back up too, man. Done? Jesus.
What are we going to say? Yeah, this is one of the occasions where actually, you know, we have like a, more than a full house. We have the researchers to do what we need.
Well, the reason I actually is what I've seen.
This is Joe. Joe,
by the way.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Yeah. Hey, Joe.
So I contacted Dean and told him the night before I actually had one of a bizarre dream. And I haven't been here since our holiday party.
Yeah.
I actually had gotten a text from Nick to come over here. So I did. I showed up. It was a Tuesday night. And I walked in the door, and there's not a single car in the parking lot. So I'm like, okay, what's going on?
Okay.
So doors open, I come in. And I come down here, there's nobody here, so I go up to the main floor. And there's a gentleman sitting in one of the chairs.
No kidding.
And I walk in, and he turns and looks at me, and he's got this big, like, dark hair and this big black mustache.
Okay.
And he turns and looks at me, and he said, well, they're not here. And I'm like, okay. And he gets up, and he walks, and he comes up, and he disappears to the front end.
So he wasn't here.
He wasn't here.
Okay.
And his name is John. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, I think so, Jack.
John.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So then I come out and come down the stairs here, and you guys are on.
No kidding. Wow. Okay. That's kind of
cool. So I told Dean, I said, I got to get in here because
okay.
I was a blue. That dream was kind of.
So we have the flare camera set up with night vision. And we're going to have Joe go upstairs and ask a few questions.
Do we want that? Or if, like, Joe had a dream of this place that was occurring, do we want to, like, get Joe all liquored up so he passes out and goes into a dream state?
We can do that.
Joe,
get
our
clothes! So,
we can have a lot of beer.
We got Jack.
Okay.
So what are your gentlemen's cool. thoughts on time travel? Do you believe in time travel?
We are victims of it. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Right.
Look at your historical picture. Look for us. Okay, Lindbergh crashed in Illinois a while ago. Look at the pictures of people in the background, okay?
We're there.
I'm looking at the Hindenburg crash right now, and I don't see anything.
Yeah. You know those pictures where they see the cell someone holding up the cell phone?
Yeah.
You guys are crazy.
We had a. Well, you know,
it took me an hour and a half to realize that.
In this generation, though, the only guy that we're able to get to time travel is Mark. At some point, we know we all do. We've seen evidence of it. But Mark's the only guy that doesn't flinch when we hit light speed. So that's the only reason we can set him back.
Because he's old.
And every 2 months he wakes up naked at the St. Louis Arch. Yeah. So we can't explain why there.
Here's my theory on it. What you guys end up doing is you spend countless hours photoshopping your pictures onto historical pictures.
Actually, now that you mention it.
We thought we were nuts until it started happening. So.
Well, what's coming up for Ghost Head Soup the rest of the year?
I'm finishing my book. So, I mean, I've actually been, this is George, I hate to say I've kind of been removed from the team. I haven't really been going and doing a lot of field work. There's some familial issues, but the main thing I focus on getting the book done.
Okay, and that's the one about you and Ozzy? What's that book about again?
Yeah, that's the CBU that takes place with the Tinker Swift Cottage.
Excellent.
The Alden School will be next.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I'm still working up at the Alden Schoolhouse, trying to get some possible, working with Haunted Rockford, getting some tours and some groups up there. You're more than welcome to come out.
What is the schoolhouse? What's the name of the schoolhouse again?
It's the Alden Schoolhouse. It's on one of the pages. It's ALDEN.
Yeah, okay. And that's real close to the Wisconsin border, right?
It's on Illinois Route 173.
Okay.
Amazing.
Jotting this stuff down here. Because I remember last time we talked, I wanted to get down there, and I never did.
And yeah, it's like five miles from the border.
Okay.
It's a fun little small town. Like I said, Tim has been doing the research on it, finding out some cool stories about the characters that live there. There is a creepy house in town that everyone just jaw drops because you know it's haunted. I've been in there, and that's creepy, dude. But there's a cemetery down the street. So we bring dowsing rods in there as well. We have some good stuff with that.
Okay.
We buried Nick for a little bit with the garden holes. That was fun.
What?
One of the cool things I like about the schoolhouse is that it has an original piece of playground equipment still there. It's got the old merry-go-round. It also has the original school bell in the tower.
Do you guys ring that sucker at like 3 in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
I would. Can I, if I come down there? Can I ring it at like 3 in the morning?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Laura, yeah. Actually, I want to really quickly, I'm kind of something about Laura. She actually had a little bit of a health scare earlier, and I'm glad to be talking to you because I hope everything's okay on that end.
Well, that's part of the reason why I'm not at the lab tonight. I had my follow-up from it.
Okay.
I had a mini stroke. Had no idea. Freaked the hell out of me. Scared the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still not behaving as properly as I should be, but I am working on it.
And that was not brought on by the group, right?
No.
Okay.
I took that video, that voodoo doll, away a long time ago.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
But yeah, no, thank you for asking, though. I'm my checkup today, the doctor was very pleased with my results. I just got a little sick after some of the tests they did, and I fainted after them trying to take tons of blood. So, and the lab is an hour from where I live, so it just was best that I stay home.
Okay. Anything else you guys want to plug before we let you go tonight?
Stay creepy, my friend.
Well, yeah. No, not much, man. We're just hanging out, and after we're off the air with you, we're probably going to do some investigating and see what we can.
Excellent. All right, guys. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Sorry about the mess with the Skype thing. It's not Skype. That's Skype for you, I guess. I don't know. Nate, do you have any questions quick before we go?
I do not have any questions. I think after anal bleaching, there's really nothing left to discuss. That's always the exclamation on the end of any sentence, really.
Well, is
come up to the school.
Like I said, I hope to get up there this year. I'm hoping. Or get down there. Yeah, you guys are below us.
We'll have Christ anal.
But in a good way.
And we'll show you the lab if you come out.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Well, I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks so much for having us, guys.
It's been a lot of fun. Thanks for coming out.
It has been a lot of fun. I appreciate that. You guys are crazy. You're funny, and that's one thing I love about it is that you guys have a great sense of humor, which a lot of people in this field don't seem to have.
Right.
Just talking for myself. I know some people that are way too serious about this this thing we call the paranormal, but it's refreshing to see that you guys actually... You know, take it with a grain of salt or two. Thanks for coming on, folks. We had Mark, George, Nick, Tim, Joe, Dean, and Laura from Ghost Head Soup. And Melissa was in the chat room. I had to give a shout out to Melissa. Sorry.
Yes.
Bunker Cute.
It's all right. Bunker Cutie.
Thanks.
All right, folks.
Thanks for making, mate.
Not a problem. You guys have a good night. Thanks for coming on.
All righty.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Spooky, my friend.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Ghost Head Soup, and that was the Skype thing going, oop. Why does it do that? It's such a goofy,
I don't know.
Goofy sounding, I don't know. Skype guys, they need to come up with something new. All right, so Ghost Head Soup, T-Check.
T-Check.
No show next week.
I thought his last name was Krillos, not T-Check.
T-Check?
Yep.
I'm sorry.
Yep. No show next week. Got a little day off.
Yes, we will have a day off. The following week, Bruce Campbell will be. No, I'm just kidding. I wish we had Bruce Campbell coming on.
I booked Sam Raimi.
You did?
We're double booked.
Excellent. Now we got to call one of them up and cancel.
I say we cancel Raimi. He did make Spider-Man 3 after all. As much as I like him, that was pretty terrible.
Boy. All right, so we got a couple minutes left, Nate. Where can you be found? What's going on?
I'm exhausted after that Ghost Head Soup interview. They wore me out. Well, you can find everything I'm doing on jnathancouch.com. Got the Downtown West Bend Ghost Walks. We had a high watermark for the month of May. Our second walk this year was last Saturday. We had 30-plus people last week.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's only May.
Yeah, it's only May. So definitely come on out, guys. Check that out. It's about 35 minutes northwest of Milwaukee, I think West Bend is, give or take, depending on what stoplight you hit. There's about 500 stoplights in West Bend.
And even though it's going to be the beginning of June, it's going to feel like October. It's supposed to be in the mid-50s.
Yeah, come on out. Just go figure. Wear your Halloween costume, frankly. It feels like it's going
to Nate has a bag of leaves from last year that
I'm
going to
throw them on you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give you that feel.
And, otherwise, we're doing the Milwaukee Paracon, me and you. We talked about that in depth the first half hour of the show, June 6th. Milwaukee Irish Heritage and Cultural Center on Wisconsin Avenue. Is that right? Wisconsin?
That is correct. From 12 to 7.
Yep.
And once again, you can visit the website, Milwaukee
free
Paracon.
Admission.
Yeah, free admission. You can't beat that, folks.
Why not come out?
The parking might
Cult
suck.
CultOfWeird.com
hey.
Is going to be giving out free stuff. Me and Mike are going to be there.
Just I'm going to be trolling people.
Not giving out free stuff, but we'll be there. I'll be talking.
I'm going to be giving out love.
Signing books. Mike will be giving out free hugs.
Free hugs.
Free hugs from Mike.
Free hugs and bubble yum.
Linda Godfrey's going to be there.
She is.
Ursula Bielski. Michigan Beefro's going to be
Don
there.
Don Schmidt.
Allison Jornland's going to be there.
Don Schmidt
too.
From the Eagles.
I don't think there's a Schmidt in the Eagles.
Timothy B. Schmidt.
Was there?
Yeah, bass player, singer. He's the one that sang that song. I can't tell you why.
Oh, that one I don't
like.
Yeah,
that's him. He's like an Indian-looking dude.
That must be why I've never heard of him. I don't like that one.
Yeah.
I don't even think I knew that. I don't even think I knew that was the Eagles until you just said that.
Hey.
I just assumed that was like Loggins, Messina, Oates, and Nash or something.
And Metallica. Ay, caramba. Don't you have some books for sale or anything,
Loggins,
too?
Loggins, Oates, and Ulrich.
Like it's Oates in that field.
I do have some books, Goatman Flesh or Folklore. That's what I'm going to be talking about at Milwaukee Paracon. Going to be selling copies of it. Washington County Paranormal also have copies available there.
Shirts.
I don't have any shirts
cups.
For sale. No cups. I'll be wearing a cup.
Guitar packs.
They're going to be serving alcohol, and I'm going to be in the pub room. I'm going to be wearing a cup. You never know what might go down.
Nate's actually going to be playing guitar. He's going to have a guitar with the case on the floor, so if you want to throw money in there.
I'm going to bring my Guitar Hero guitar.
That is awesome. And I'll play behind you because
I have an actual guitar.
I
sold my guitar to the girl at the tattoo shop last year. I no longer have a guitar.
Oh. Yeah. And she probably don't either.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
She was supposed to make me some cookies for that, and I never got them. Gonna have to go buy and either I want cookies or a tattoo. She'll probably just give me the tattoo
of a cookie.
Hey, and as long as I can't reach it with my mouth, we're safe.
And for me, what's going on? Yeah. Absolutely nothing. The Cedarbrook Ghost Tour is going on. I finally have a website up for it, and it is one word: CedarburgGhostTours.com. And I've got tours. My tour schedule isn't starting until August because it's my first year taking it over. And I just, I don't know if people are going to be interested in it in June. We'll see. I have the option of if people want to set up a tour before the schedule starts, come on down and check it out. It's a nice little historic town in the middle of Ozaukee County, Wisconsin, which is about 20 minutes north of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So that'll do it for this week, folks. Once again, thank you to Ghost Head Soup for coming on, and thank you to T. Carulos for coming on, and we will see you at the Milwaukee Paracon if you're going to be there. If not, I'm actually going to be trying to do some interviews or maybe even try to get a live show going from there. We'll see how that works out. But definitely want to get some interviews to play on the show, upcoming shows. So that's my goal.
Indeed. The problem is I think we've interviewed almost everybody who's going to be at the con.
Yeah, but it's been, you know, it's been a while. Yeah. All right, folks. Well, we're unfortunately out of time. My name is Nate.
And I'm Mike.
And you guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
This is a production of the Z Talk Radio Network.